Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Gentlemen, it is I, your host, the guy in glasses, and this is Note by Note Radio Show. With me broadcasting from his home studio is my man, as always, Jesse Lives.
I'm the other guy without glasses.
Ladies and gentlemen,
ready for that one, right?
No, that kind of threw me off a little bit. ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already, please go to that Facebook page, hit that search bar, type in Note by Note Radio Show. We should be the first ones that pop up. Hit that like button, hit that share button, and let everybody know what we're trying to do. We're trying to spread love through music, basically, right? Isn't that what we do on here, Jesse?
There's no other thing like us. You should be able to find you have no excuses. No other thing like what we are. You know, this is solely about the love of music, the love of artistry, how hard it is to be an independent artist, the love of creativity, love of everything cool. That's how I like to put it, cool shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
No, I like doing cool shit. I pride my life on just doing cool shit. That's just what I want for the rest of my life is just cool shit. Like, that's it. I just want to do cool shit because my life is cool, and that's just that. I want to be known for that.
I'm a badass.
Yeah.
I'm going to do cool shit.
I just want to do dope shit. Excellence. Like, I'm trying to do that. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do that for a living. Like, I just want to just be cool. I just want to exist in coolness. Just pay me to be cool, motherfucker. Like, that's all I want to do.
If we could all do that, that'd be great.
You see what I'm saying? Ain't the dream? That's literally the dream. Like, I just get to just be cool. Just, well, shit. Like, yeah, okay. I shot an animal. Shit, it just, like, didn't exist anymore. But, hey, hit it. Like, you know what I mean? Fuck it. I lived, you know. But yeah, so we got hit with a humdinger this week, huh?
We got hit with a humdinger.
Yeah. We were going to be on vacation. Found out.
Yeah. Well, definitely. You know, for ladies and gentlemen, you know, me and Jesse, we talked about that. You know, let's just take a break from, you know, for the rest of years, you know, and you know, take the first, you know, the last few weeks off the year, and then, you know, first few weeks off the next year, and, you know, come back and and all this. And then we got hit with DL can do a show tomorrow. You know, he's got free time. And we're like, ah, oh, shit.
Yeah. Hey, legend wants to talk to you. Hey, legend wants to contact with you.
Because we tried to have DL down. What was that? That was probably 2.5 months ago now.
Yeah.
Something like that.
His
mother.
Wow.
Yeah, his mother had went to the hospital, so we, you know, obviously that takes precedence, and but he's ready today, and it's going to be a hell of a show. DL Downer, ladies and gentlemen. You know, most everybody knows him as from the song Sugar Boom Boom. That was big hit, you know, between Let's see, it came out in 2015. So I'd say 15, 16. I mean, like, you just, you heard it all the time. Like, it was constantly, you know, on air. But I do remember it correctly. I have an interesting story about that that I'm going to tell on air, too.
Well, tell okay, we'll say, tell it now. You're going to tell it later. You'll tell it later.
I don't want to be repetitive. Because I think I wanted to tell DL about it, too.
Oh, yeah. Tell DL. Okay. See, that's it. You going to tell it later? See?
Yeah. I'm just, yeah, just I was thinking. I mean, I want to tell you now. Like, I don't want, you know, see, don't make friends. I wanted to tell you, too. But for anybody who's listening, you know, I didn't want to be repetitive.
Yeah,
he understood the assignment.
Yeah, don't threaten me with a good time.
So, Jesse.
Yes,
sir. What has been going on with you last week, man?
Cool. Just been cool. Really, I'm plotting at them, but I got a lot of really awesome irons in the fire. Side of myself, I got some, I don't want to call clients, but some people that I'm working with that have some really cool things coming down the pipeline. So I was really just making sure that all my I's dotted and my T's are crossed. So when it's time to roll things out, it just kind of, I'm the type of guy, I'm not a, hey, I'm working, hey, I'm making moves. I always like to drop shit on people like to ask me roll. That's really been what my week's about, just life together. So when things do happen, I'm fully ready to maximize the opportunity they present. That sounded pretty cool. It sounded cool.
Yeah,
I mean, but usually it sounds better in my head. I hope they didn't realize that shit was terrible.
You're trying to confuse this little simple-minded little guy from Tennessee over here.
You're only as simple as you say you are, bro. You're only
the big fancy
you
college
are.
Words.
Hey, I keep my eye on you, country boys. Hey, you guys can play slow. Ain't nothing slow about the country. Just believe. Yeah, that's all. It's just, honestly, man, I got so many. There's so many great things happening for me right now. Just not being my moment. You know, I spent a lot of time in the past doing that. It's just getting so caught up in the bullshit around me, I would miss the moments. I'm not doing this go around. So that's really what I was doing on this week. I know I didn't really answer you, but it's a precursor to future things that are just going to pop up. So we can always call back today. But they're that cool that I don't even want to brag about them yet. You know what I mean? They're that cool.
All right. Well, you keep us informed as to, you know, what you got going on, and then
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you. Definitely. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you come across any new music this week?
Have I come across any new music? No.
Anything that just caught your ear, like, that's fucking dope. You know what I mean? Like, this guy, this girl.
No, I did on TikTok. I heard this chick do a, she did a, I don't know if it was a freestyle or, you know, if it was just a song that she did, but it was over top of, Big Papa by Biggie Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
She did it over that track. And this bitch was talking some shit, son. Like, and I couldn't even believe the stuff that was coming out of this chick's mouth. Like, she wasn't even fucking playing. Like, she went hard on it.
She rapping, singing?
Yeah, she was rapping, yeah. Yeah, she was rapping, like, and it fucking, like, shit flowed, sounded good. Like I said, I don't know if it was a freestyle or if it was a, you know, a song she just, you know, she wrote down and knew or whatever. But, like, shit was awesome.
She went,
I believe. Yeah, I downloaded it. I can send it to you because I saved the video. I can forward it to you. And I just like, I showed it to my girl last night. I was like, we was pulling up
like
somewhere
bars.
And I was, Right. Yeah, and I was like, you got to hear this chick real quick before we went, before we walked inside the bar. I was like, we sat in the truck for an extra few minutes and listened to her go over on this track, and I was like, yeah, you got to check this shit out.
You? The ladies right now are out rapping us.
The ladies are out rapping you.
Are out rapping us? Yes, yes. We're talking about the what's coming out. Lyricist-wise, women are standing their heads and shoulders above us right now. Like some of my, I can honestly say that the dopest rappers I've heard in the past year, 90% of them have been females. So
really,
I don't. Yeah, like because they're out rapping us. They're literally, as men aren't. We're not there. We're losing that fight. Even though we can use our male privilege and act like nah. The hottest rappers out right now, in my opinion, are female. Just
okay.
My opinion, but who the hell? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I can see that. Out. It's the creativity different. I can see that.
Well, yeah, man. I
think it's now.
You know. We've talked about this before, that a lot of hip hop and a lot of, you know, stuff is like, it's the same shit. Like, is this dude saying it this way? This dude saying it this way? This dude saying it this way? But it's all covering the same stuff, you know?
Right.
You know, and we've had, you know, so I mean, I don't know, maybe there's, you know, maybe they've picked up on that and they're, you know, trying to show y'all up, the male rappers.
A lyricist is a lyricist to me. But I know there's always that separation. But when it comes to lyricism, yeah, we it's almost like I'm looking at my peers like, see, I told you this was gonna happen, you fuckers. You telling me the bar shit, get for the bar, like, well, now look at it. Now you know, bring circles around. Well, not me personally, shit, I maintain my shit. That's in general, like, it doesn't shock me that found a young lady that went bananas over a classic beat. It's like it's not shocking at all in this day and time when everything is just complete fuckery that's popping.
Yeah, I'm about to
see. Yeah.
Ooh. There was somebody else too. I can't think of them right there. There's somebody else I ran across this week. And that, you know, I'll tell you one thing. There's been a lot of artists that I've seen that are, you know, on TikTok. So I've actually thought about kind of, not because I have a TikTok profile, obviously, and like just kind of transitioning that profile into, you know, artist search.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
You know what
sense.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
People
yeah.
can interact and you know, people may be interested, you know, I'm wanting to promote their music and stuff like that. And, you know, send me some tracks, you know, stuff that me and you can go over and listen and say yay or nay to, and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, if you're down for that, that'd definitely be something that I've been thinking about for the last few weeks now, especially with the amount
Everybody,
of people that are doing stuff like, you know, there's a lot of people on there that are actually, you know, that are, you know, you see them, you know, you see them a minute clip of them playing a song that they wrote or something like that. I'm like, man, that shit's awesome, you know. So.
Yeah, everybody needs a platform. The problem, the hardest thing is we keep forgetting, especially in the music world and entertainment world, it's like 10% talent. Everything else is the business of it. And when you say business, people automatically think money. But like TikTok right now, people don't realize that platforms and just that. So usually if you have somebody that's a superior talent, they don't exactly know how to place themselves. You see what I'm saying? And that we might be able to offer, but I mean, that's what our show is here's another way to place yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I think, I don't know why the concept is so foreign to people, because I think everybody's in that me space, but really there's so much talent. They just don't know how to be heard. It's one of those things. And it's not easy to write. If you don't have a bunch of money to describe it, it's hard to be heard sometimes. You know,
right.
And a lot of the people you hear all the time is because they have money to throw at them. Because they're better than you. It's just not. They have something that helps them right? But nobody wants to admit that. But I mean, I've seen it myself. I've built the budget for some of these guys. So, you know, so yeah, shit, why not? I mean, I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah, sorry. I had the...
Good. You're good.
The... I see the tech guy.
Other conversation. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the tech guy, Austin, for WCM, just slipped me a little note here into the studio, and I'm trying to get that
trying
out.
Trying to multitask.
Yeah, it's actually a message for you. But, okay. Cool. All right, I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a phone number up on my screen. That means somebody's calling in, and if it's the number that I think it is, we have Mr. D.L. Downer on the radio. D.L., you there, buddy?
Yes, sir. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, what's up?
With you?
D.L. Downer on the
How
house,
you guys
ladies
doing
gentlemen,
over there,
on No Fight No Radio show.
Yeah.
I'm doing marvelous, particularly myself, man. I'm doing the same.
That's right. That's what it's about,
sorry,
right?
I'm gonna tell everybody my giddy moment. After our little phone call before the show a little while ago, I hung up the phone. I'm like, I was just on the phone with a national artist. You know, everybody knows this guy, fucking Sugar Boom Boom himself. Like, I listened to his shit, when it came out, and fucking jammed out to it. And you know, I was getting all fucking, I geeked out a little bit. I'm gonna be honest. I'm, you know, not even gonna lie.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
I've actually
that.
Sang your song at karaoke before.
Is that right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
You deserve the roses, brother. You've reached a certain level of OG, a legendary status, so you definitely deserve those roses.
Oh, man. I appreciate it. I don't know about legendary, man. I just feel like I reached a lot of people like me, dog. I reached a bunch of people that were addicts like me, that were, that were gang affiliated like me, that are gang affiliated, but no, I'm not that way no more. I'm just saying, like, these are the types of people I reached, bro. And, yeah, it's just like looking in the mirror for real. It's pretty surreal.
That's what makes you legendary, because you're a you know, a voice for that. That, you know, a lot of us think we're being heard, but I'm like, here's the thing. You have a catalog, pretty dope. But
thank
people
you.
Always relate to that, to the songs that really grabbed them. And ironically, it was one of the first you ever put out. That's something that, you know, that's legacy right there. You know, so that's why I'm saying there's some legendary status for you, because I haven't accomplished that as an artist myself. So I understand how great that is. So if nobody told you, I'm telling you. You know what I mean?
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that very much. That's heavy right there. That's heavy.
That's heart right there, man. And you know, just going along with what Jesse said, you know, and what you said, you know, and the lives that you've touched and stuff like that, and the impact that you've had on people is such an amazing thing, because you think about it in the percentages of people who make an impact on this world and the people who don't. And it's a very, very low percentage of people that make an impact on this world. So to be able to do that, and you say, you know, at this time, you know, thousands and millions of people were reached, you know, through this song and the words that you said. I mean, that's just, you know, it's unbelievable. It's amazing. And kudos to you for stepping up and doing that, because not everybody's going to have the courage to, you know, put their voice on a microphone like that and record something. And, you know, I mean, that in itself is bravery, you know? So, and just the lives that you touched and everything is absolutely amazing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, you know, well needed.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. The kind words, it's amazing. I appreciate that so much. But you know what's really crazy to me, bro, is the kids. How many kids, I'm talking like little ones, that really love my song. Like when I go out, it's the little ones that, oh, my God, they're Sugar Boom Boom. You know, they're the ones that see me first out of everybody. And it's pretty crazy that that's the song Because my songs, you've heard them. They're not meant for kids. But it's just crazy how they've clung to that, you know? And it's like that song, Puff the Magic Dragon, when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I tell the story, you know. Nobody really knows the meaning behind that. Well, I didn't as a kid.
I thought, man. I'll put you on that one. That's a guilty pleasure.
You know, and so, and that's where I think my song lays at is right there. It's like these kids really don't know, but I get a lot of hate from certain parents that are like, oh, man, this is not a song for kids, and how can you promote? I don't promote this to kids. I feel like it's a good learning tool for parents to, oh, you like this song? Well, here, let me teach you about what he's actually saying, and let me school you on this real quick so you don't make the same mistakes he did. So it's really a, you know, it's, I feel like it's a tool, you know?
Yeah, that's a
good way to think about it, really, honestly, you know, and, you know, a lot of parents should probably...
It's a way to open a door up to more for parenting. The kids. Like, parents are like, how do I talk to my kids about this, you know? This dude just seen a syringe at the park, you know, and that's it, and that's where we're coming at. Like, there's, especially in my neighborhood, man, there's, you know, where I live at, there's syringes that are found at the park, crack pipes. It's just crazy, bro, and it's so out there in the open.
Welcome to California.
Yeah, but you know what's the truth is, it's spreading outside of California too, though, bro. It's just not in California. It's everywhere. That there's just the abundance of people that are out there. Like, look at Oregon right now. Oregon's stupid big like that, you know? But, yeah.
Now, from what I understand, the song itself is based on true story, right? Like,
yes, sir.
Right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And that last verse, I mean, it was really happening. Like, you were attempting to do what you needed to do to get, you know, to get your fix or whatever, and the cops
it was pretty close.
I didn't know
that last part
literal,
is,
you know,
it's pretty literal to the last part. It's not like I went up to this dude and cracked him. No, it was a robbery, and I got caught up in it, you know what I mean? And it was for dope, you know what I mean? Sort of made my own little twist at the end there, but yeah. But that's more or less, like, I'd say 95% correct.
Okay.
You get me into one of my questions I wanted to ask you. So, because you're somebody that has seen both sides, like you've seen yourself before, you have success, and you've seen yourself after. So,
I'm cutting it out.
I said, you're someone who's seen yourself before success, and seen yourself after you had some success. So who was DL before Sugar Boom Boom, and who is DL now?
An addict. And I say that because I literally was sleeping in my Cadillac, bro. A lot of people don't know this. I tell it every time I do go on a podcast or something like that because I feel like it needs to be out there. When my song went viral, I was living in my Cadillac in Holdale and pissing out the side of my car, bro. And that's real shit. I was addicted to spice. And people say, oh, man, what do you mean you're addicted to spice, bro? I'm telling you right now, that is equivalent to a heroin kick. I did it for 5 years straight. Well, when I first got out, I was in the oil fields, and it was legal. The supervisors were doing it, but then they cracked down on it. I just didn't stop, and I kept going. I lost my job over it twice. It really took everything from me, dog. So that's before. And I guess that's before and after. I feel like, I don't know. It's not there yet, you know. I'm still writing chapters.
Work in progress. I can dig it. I can dig it. So I heard that you were out in the oil fields. The place
I
know. I'm
out in the oil fields. They're my brothers out there.
I know that has the oil fields. You got to tell us about Bakersfield. Tell us what Bakersfield means to you.
Bakersfield is a man. It means everything to me, dog. I'm from LA, but Bakersfield is I'm born and raised in LA. But when I paroled, came out here to Bakersfield to my family, you know. And it's everything to me, dog. Like, it's gave me my first opportunity at change. You know, something I could never get in LA. Maybe it's not that I didn't get it. There was too many other avenues I could take that would deter me from it. But here, it's not that. You know what I mean? It's not that.
Right.
It's not that way. So I took it more serious here when I got out. Like I was done. I was done doing prison time. I was done, literally done. And I said, I don't care. I'm gonna fucking break her breath. I don't care. I'm gonna do this shit. I'm gonna do it right. And I went to the oil fields, man, and had a blast, bro. Was working out of town. Had a blast. Banner Brothers out there.
Because a lot of people sleep on Bakersfield. Bakersfield is a hidden gym if you're looking for.
Yeah, it's. But you're right there in the mix, dog. You're, what, an hour and a half away from L.A., 2 hours away from L.A., and you're 2 hours away from, you're in the middle. It's cool.
Yeah.
You're good. You know? Yeah, a lot of people do sleep on Bakersfield, though, man. But it's a good moneymaker out here, man. If you want to come out and get a job, that's where you want to be.
Yeah, I've put myself in trouble or time too in good old Bakersfield, so I know how much a fun place it is.
Yeah, that can happen too. You know, they got probation.
Good
officers,
fun, you
they
know?
Got probation officers everywhere.
That's true. Yeah, it seems like that
you
office
know?
Ain't never closed.
That's one player. Yeah.
So, I got a question, and I don't. I'm gonna preface this with that all questions tonight aren't gonna be about Sugar Boom Boom because you're more than just that one song. But as you described, you know, you're living in your car and everything like that, and then this, you know, this song that you've done goes right. And I watched the first video, the original video, and I believe you had a pen in your hand and you're tapping on a bookcase.
My sister's refrigerator.
Oh, was it a refrigerator? Okay. Yeah, because I mean, I haven't seen that original video in forever, but like I saw that. That's when I first saw you.
Yeah.
You know, so and then, you know, it was within, you know, probably 6 months, a year, or, you know, something like that. Like, you know, I was hearing it on the radio and everything like that and had just blown the fuck up. So you're living in your car and then all of a sudden, I'm sure, bam, you're getting phone calls. You're getting, you know, this is, you know, and what is going through your mind and what transitions did you make at that period, you know, when you were coming out of that hole that you were in, basically, you know, and digging yourself back up and like, this is my shot. This is my chance. Like, and really turning that up.
Honestly, bro, the thing I was going through, I didn't even know. The thing I was going through was I wanted my next bag, bro. I needed some more spice. I was that bad. Like, I was that bad. My sister had to come to Woodrow, and she seen me. And she's like, bro, what the hell are you fucking doing, bro? What are you doing? And I was bad. She's like, come on, let's go. So that's what we did. We fucking towed my car over there. And she cleaned me up. I got cleaned up. And went to work. And yeah, man, and then quit my job because obviously the song went viral. Got my job and went. I got to give a shout out to Advanced Industrial, man. It's right here in Bakersfield. These people have been through with me through thick and thin, bro. They fired me a couple times because of my addiction, rehired me, and then when my song went viral, I went in there one day. They made me a crew leader again. And when my song went viral, I couldn't keep my – I'm in charge of six dudes that go into a tank and clean it. So – and I'm sitting there, my phone's just going ding, 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 like just going off. And I'm like, well, shit, man. So the next day I went there, I just told my boss. I went there at 8 o'clock in the morning. He's like, bro, you're supposed to be here at 5. What happened? I'm like, man, I'm sorry, bro, but I got to go chase this, man. This is something I got to do, and I got to see where it takes me. And they're like, good luck, bro. And they've been behind me ever since. And it's real cool.
Hell yeah, man.
That is dope. Because I was so waiting for the fuck you, you're cool, and I'm sorry.
No, you know what? They could have done that to me, bro. And honestly, everybody that was there as part of that family, and I call them a family because they didn't have to hire me back, bro. I did some pretty scandalous shit. I was selling gas outside. I was literally, it was bad, bro. I was embezzling from the company. Real shit. And they brought me back in, bro. And it was just like, wow, you guys are awesome. So thank you for my stupidity. know, they didn't give me no more gas cards. I'll tell you that. But yeah, it was cool.
Right.
My government name is James, and they call me Jimmy. So back at the shop, everybody calls me Gas Can Jimmy. That's how I got my. Yeah.
Now you, hey, you need now.
That's
I'm calling.
Funny as fuck.
You need to do an EP called Gas Can Jimmy. You just got to do it,
You
bro.
Know what? I do. I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad we did this because that just opened up some shit. You're right. I need to tell a story about that, man, because that's funny as hell.
That would be fucking awesome.
And that's
what I'm saying. I'm calling it. You got to do that.
Hey, I'm going to, you know, when I do it, I'm going to give you the proper credit, too, bro. Who am I speaking with right now?
Speaking to Jess Fibbs. Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I got you, Justin. Well,
How many people have a story about this is why they call me? Usually that's one of those only you and the other person's alive tale. It's what you got a name. It's just dope that you say, bro, this is how I got that name. And these are people still love me and fuck me. You know what I'm saying? That's fire. Because, that's a whole movie within itself. Like, hey, let me tell you all the shit I did.
Imagine the video behind that.
Yeah, let me tell you all the fucking shit I did to my family, and they still fuck.
Yeah, we can make that shit funny.
I play Gas Can Jimmy?
Yeah.
I will play the burger. I mean, you know, because I have a history like that, so I feel that I am qualified to play that person who's trying to do whatever he can to get his next thing, you know. So I want to be a part of this.
Damn right.
but that's, you know, it is, though, on a positive note, that's you know that saying is all the people around you see it before you do. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. So that even further, going back to the legendary statement, that even further says there is a reason. Because usually when you're not special, it's funny, but life will just let you fail. When you're not shit, life will just not be shit. But the universe, God, whatever you want to believe, it kept protecting you in a way. If that makes, I'm not trying to get on preaching, but heavy when you think about it, like, you, there was always somebody like, nah, motherfucker, even we're going to force this direction one way or the other. Like, you got to do this. Like, that's fucking
that's
dope.
Facts,
you know what
bro.
I mean?
That's facts. Like, damn right. I believe in that. Yeah, that's real shit. That's real shit, bro.
I mean, it's in L.A. There's a lot of people that don't get a first chance.
Yeah, bro. That's,
you
mean? Yeah.
So
I look back on that, too. I look back on the homies that, damn, bro, like, how come I slipped through the cracks? You know what I mean? How come these fools got, you know what I mean? They like, a lot of the homies that I grew up with ain't here no more. One's doing life in the Bay. When they see this, it's like, oh, bro, I see you out there shining, bro. That's fucking dope, homie. I'm proud of you, you know, and you don't. And I didn't expect that. I expected, hey, dog, when you going to break me off, fool? You know what I mean? Nah, they were no hands out. They were like, hey, fool, I'm proud of you, dog. That's dope. From where I knew you from, that's dope. You know what I mean? I was the biggest fucking
keeper
in my neighborhood.
But that's how you know you're supposed to be where you're supposed to be. And
exactly.
The energy always tells on itself. You know, even deceitful energy, it tells on itself. And so, and what it says is you got some partners. And they was always your partners. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us don't even get that. You know, usually our friendships are situational. So even that says a lot that you had cats. That's it. Cats seen it to you before you seen it to yourself.
And that's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Because think about it. This story, you get to live and tell just on that alone. You survived past 27. You know the 27. Those people tell we got in documentary shit.
Yes, sir.
So all of that, man, I just want to throw that out because I think people don't get here. That's why they're here. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you were here. You're obviously. It's even
FYI,
if I was a hater, I'd have to admit it.
Yeah, we already started on that documentary, though, my dude. Yes, sir. We've been. I know because I want you, dog. I don't know. Like I said, I'm still writing chapters. I feel. You know, and I'm not, like, rap thing is cool. I love it, and I, you know, but like I said, I think I have a story to tell, and I want to go. Like, I did a Scare Straight program when I was in prison, you know what I mean? And it was really cool that I got to speak to these kids, and I actually got to see one of them when I got out. She was actually dating one of my homies. I'm like, bro, how old are you, dog? Because, you know what I mean? I just ran into this girl on the share straight, but it matched out. And I was like, whoa, it just had me fucking mad. I'm just that old. But anyways, yeah, it was really cool. I got to talk to these kids, man. And that's where I want my path to be directed. I want to get back to them because I feel like if I could talk to them before they get into the stage where they're already full-fledged into it, it's harder to get somebody to break that cycle when they're already full-fledged. You know what I mean? If you can get them on the border, like barely hitting juvenile halls and shit like that, that's where I think we need to put our focus on, man. And I don't know. That's where I want it to be at anyway, well, my direction. Anyway.
Yeah, and that makes sense because it's one more option that you didn't have. So that alone, I mean, because that's what it comes down to is just the options or the option you think you don't have. So
exactly. And I never would have thought about that 5-10 years ago. You know what I mean? That wouldn't even been in my head. You know, I was on some other shit, but.
Right. Yeah, well, that nobody gave you the option to think about it. Nobody said, oh, there's a that over there. You might want to check that out too.
Yeah.
That's all it might have took, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, but that's why, because you are the, hey, man, you know this thing right here, too. Just in case, you know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you, because, you know, I'm saying to live your life, but you know there's another thing you can get down with, too. Like, boom.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I'm just saying what I'm hearing. I'm, you know. That's all.
No, that, I mean, avenues, bro. I like to get out there, bro. Because like I said, man, I got a lot of the kids that look upon my that song. I mean, just that Sugar Boom Boom song, period. And I don't know. I would like to make another song, but like more for them, cartoonish. You know what I mean? But as like I said, use it as a learning tool. But like something like, does it make sense? Am I making sense, bro? I
know exactly. Like you have another message you want to give them, and you want to figure out how to put it.
Yeah, but I
want
to do it in a way that can relate to them.
Yeah,
that they can relate to. You know.
Well, I think that it's. I mean, I think it's time we just, you know, we take a song break here and we just go ahead and play that song that has inspired, you know, the nation, the world. You know, this, you know, that has so much meaning behind it. And you know, you listen to the story. And this lady I used to work with at this shop. And she was, you know, talking about how she loved that song. And I'm like, do you realize what that song's about? She's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, listen to the words this man is saying. Don't just listen to the chorus. Listen to the words and the verses and listen to this man say, you know, that, you know, dropped this substance on a foil, you know, she lit the flame as I inhaled, and, you know, the dragons just uncoiled. Like, he's talking about doing dope. Like, this man was getting high,
you know,
and he's doing everything he can. He's doing everything he can to fucking get his fix, you know?
Yes.
And, like,
I don't mean to cut you off because you're totally right, bro. A lot of people will listen to that song and be like, they'll be a little bit lost, or they'll think, like, oh, man, this chick got him fucking enticed to dope. No, bro. Anna is heroin. That's who Anna is. So when Anna throw me up on the wall, if I don't know if you guys have seen the video, that's all heroin, dog.
Right.
That's all heroin doing that. That's just my image of heroin at the time. Like, you're infatuated with it. It's something beautiful to you. It's something that you need. You know what I mean? So Anna is actually a metaphor for heroin. People didn't understand that. They thought, oh, man, this girl got him involved with it.
Yeah, no, I had a very bad addiction to cocaine, so I know exactly what you're talking about and seeing it for, you know, in your mind how it is to you and what, you know, and everything like that. And the power, it's literally a power that has control over you, you know. And me and you, man, we are among the few that have went down that and got to come back. Because most people don't get to come back from that. Once they're gone, once they're hooked, that's a life sentence for them. They might as well be in prison. That is a life sentence for them. But me and you, we have this chance to, like, you know, reform our brains and realize that that's not the most important thing in the world. Like, life, you know.
Yeah, and you're right. And you're right. And when I see these people, when I see... ex, or not even ex drug addicts, like I'll go through Oldell and see the tweakers in the trash cans, dudes just out there licking the eyebrows, and just it's just shit's just so crazy, and it's actually an eye opener for me, dog. Like, damn, that's exactly how I was. And people are like, how can you be around that? It's not that I'm around it, bro, but sometimes I do need a reality check myself. Like, look, this could be you. You know what I mean? So humble yourself in some of the shit you do. You know, because I'll find myself like, look at this fucking tweaker, dude, man. Like, fuck, man. Almost getting mad at him, but not realizing that, bro, that was you. So fucking, you know, humble yourself a little bit there, guys. You know?
It's always shit that scares you to death that wakes you up. You
see, I got a life motto of once an addict, always an addict, because my demons are always right there. And as you put it in your song, you know, that dragon can uncoil. And it doesn't take you but that one bad decision, that one lapse in judgment. Oh, maybe I can just do that little bit. Maybe I can, and it'll be okay. I'll be fine. I'll just do this, and then tomorrow I won't do it anymore. Fuck that.
That's all a part of that two-step with the devil, man. That's what that is right there. You know what I mean? You got to make sure you – yeah, I don't know. You said that right on the head, bro. Like, it is. You always an addict because you got to make sure that you don't step up. Because if you do slip up, that could be another 10 years of your life that you just gave into addiction. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you may – or life. You could just totally relapse and never come back, man. So
I had a counselor critical. One time, and this is the truest fucking shit I've ever about addiction that I've ever heard, you know. And he's like, "How in the hell you gonna get beat up by some smoke? Okay, because there's all sorts of things in life that can beat you down and bruise you and hurt you, and how you gonna let some fucking smoke whip your ass? You know, as big as you are." How are you going to let some little gray smoke take over your life, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
right? It seems so minute when you put it that way, right? But it's so much bigger when you're involved in it, right?
It is. No, and I'm not trying to downplay addiction at all, because like I said, you know, I went through it.
Yeah.
So, but that is with me to this day. How are you going to let some smoke whip your ass?
Yeah, no, I totally get the addict. Hell yeah, I totally get it. But that's the same thing with cigarettes, bro. I quit smoking cigarettes in 2019. I quit smoking cigarettes, but I couldn't do it on my own. They were kicking my ass. But like you said, it's just things that scare you the most that'll wake you up, right? Well, I couldn't breathe, bro. I would drive. I'd be driving with my son in the car, and I'd go into a coughing. I'd cough, or I'd black out. To where I'd be like, take the wheel. And before I would black out, you know, that scared me. So I took Chantix, and I haven't smoked a cigarette in fuck almost 2 years and haven't had one of those episodes. So,
I'm smoking a cigarette right now, so kudos to you.
No, you're good, bro. My family smokes this shit, bro. So, yeah, I ain't tripping. But, no, that was another Anna for me.
It is.
That was another dragon that I had to slay, because smoking, I mean, come on, bro. Yeah, it's just fucked up for you. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm 47 years old. How old are you, my dude? How old are you?
I'm 36.
I'm forever. I'm timeless. That's what I
said.
I don't reveal my name. I don't know. I'm forever. Forever.
But yeah,
I'm all of it.
36 though, right? 36.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 47. So, you know, my lungs is like, bro, chill the fuck out. You're smoking weed and you're smoking cigarettes. Like, you inhale smoke more than you do oxygen. So I had to cut one of them loose, and I wasn't cutting my weed off. So, cigarettes, bye bye.
At least you know God put here for you. At least you know God put that there for you. It ain't
protection
by no man.
Exactly. And I don't smoke no tobacco products. I'm talking, everything I smoke is organic, so I don't want no tobacco products. And like, it sort of sucks when I go do a show out there because everybody's smoking backwoods, squishes and shit. And I'm like, fuck, dog, you guys ain't got no fucking hemp, high hemp or something like that? Like, oh, my bad, bro.
That's because you're woke. That's because you're woke. That's the
problem.
Yeah, man. That's the fact, though. Like, because we go with what we were taught. And most of that shit was put there to fuck us up. We don't even realize
it.
It's just what we're used to. There's so much shit that I can say, man, we just grew up like that. But when you really think about that, like, does that make it okay? Like, does that be cool that we were all fucked up like that? Like,
hell yeah.
Because we never stop to really say that. Like, is it really, bro? It was fucked up. Like, no, it's just how it is in the hood. Oh, but it was fucked up. Like, really think about it.
Yeah.
How fucked up it really was. Like, I was supposed to see certain things at 12. You know, there's just certain shit. I was supposed to be still thinking about Pokemons and shit. Like, I've been thinking about Glock shit at 12. Like, it's fucked up. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's real shit, bro.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do this. This is Sugar Boom. This is a 2015 viral hit. Still a hit today. I don't give a shit what people say. I still love this song because it's got a lot of impact and it's got a story behind it.
Classic at this point. That song was a classic.
Yeah,
it's certified.
Absolutely.
The street
absolutely
certified classic, man. And that's bigger than any war when the street certified classic. In my opinion, that's what matters to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get certified in the street.
All right. Now, D.L., you're going to stay with us, right?
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words, fellas, for real, man.
Yeah, you're going to stay with us, right? We're going to keep talking some more?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right, man. This is Sugar Boom Boom, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back. Stay tuned. Got D.L. Downer. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Don't go nowhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses, with me broadcasting from his home studio is my boy Jesse Lives.
Hi. How you doing?
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have Sugar Boom Boom himself, D.L. Downer, in
What's
the house
up,
on the air with us.
What's up, everybody?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the most exciting guy. I'm sorry, dog.
No.
I'm like, what's up, everybody, dog?
I'm slightly starstruck about the whole situation. So I'm like,
oh, man. I'm just like you, my dude. That's it. Straight up. You know what I mean? Just like you guys. So.
I mean, such an amazing amount of people, you know, doing the show. And, like, I just, you know. It's like, man, I get to fucking talk to him shit. Now I want to fucking go meet him. Now I want to go fucking, you know, go hop on a plane, go out,
where are you
go meet this
now?
Man.
You guys have a podcast or what?
Yeah. You have a podcast right now.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Oh, is there a live podcast out here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Absolutely.
Where are you guys
so anybody listening, you got some questions for D.L. Downer. Now's the time to ask him. It's 718-664-9735. Again, that number is 718-664-9735. Call in and be a part of the show, man. We don't care.
Hell yeah, call in. See what you guys
Jesse
got.
Lives. Hey, Jesse Lives is in the Bay Area. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
I'm out of Knoxville.
Oh, so you guys are in the same spot? Knoxville?
No, we're in two different. I'm in California.
Oh, you in Cali?
Yeah.
You in Cali? This fool's in Knoxville. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm
going to
say shit, man.
So
I should hop in the plane and go out there.
Well, you can come to Knoxville anytime, man. I'll put you up. Got a spare guest bedroom. We'll go hang out and shit like that.
Knoxville's in Tennessee, correct?
Yeah.
Or, right?
Oh, yeah.
And don't sleep on Tennessee. Tennessee's a big... Hey, I've had some beautiful...
No, I've been there.
Tennessee.
I've been to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I've been to Tennessee. Where, that's where all the big country dudes are at, right? It's Tennessee.
Yeah,
where's
Nashville.
That?
Yeah, that's in
Nashville.
Nashville.
I was like 30 minutes. I was over near Nashville.
Yeah, that's about 2 hours away, 2.5 hours, something like that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. That's beautiful out there.
But yeah, man, if you're ever coming down this way, even if you come to Nashville, man, you just let me know.
All right.
I will make the trip to come meet you.
Bet that, man. We'll have to hang out because I don't know nobody out there, bro.
Yeah, so, I mean, are you still actively doing shows right now, or are you doing – I mean, I know COVID, made everybody take a step back. So, I mean, are you getting back into that, or
– Well, you know what, bro? I got a one coming out in Yakima, Washington. I got one in Oregon. It's going to be on pay-per-view, NBC Sports. It's for Arena Wars. I'll be the only one performing for the Arena Wars. It's MMA, so it's really cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so I'm bringing Cordell and Stone Pew out there with me, along with my homie Uno. So, yeah, we're going to go out there and put on a nice performance. So I'm doing shows, but I get to be more selective now on what I do. You know, I don't have to be away from the fan bam that long. I can, if it's worth me going out there, I'm with it, bro. I just right now I'm content being home and taking care of what I got to put home. And my people give me a lot of work to do, man. So, they keep me in the studio pretty busy.
Hell yeah.
That's good.
Hell yeah.
So you're just living the dream, basically, is what you're saying.
I'm sorry, bro.
Well, speaking of, callers calling in, well, we got somebody on the line here. So we're going to go ahead and bring them on, see what's happening. Hello, you're live on Nope I Note Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Kalia.
Kalia, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Who is this?
Kalia Gallup.
Oh, what's up?
What's good?
What's good?
You need to come see us soon, and we love your music. Keep it up.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Where are you guys at?
Spokane.
Oh, Spokane. Okay, I know who this is. What's up? I know who this is. I remember the last name, Gallup. What's up? Yeah, of course I'm going to come out there, man.
Yeah.
You already know.
I'm Tony's daughter.
Yep. Locomotion. Shout out to Locomotion Car Club out there, too.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a good day.
You got anything you want to ask me?
When are you coming back to Spokane?
Oh.
Yeah, when you coming?
You know what, man? I'm not really sure, but I'll tell you what. As soon as I do, you'll be the first to know.
Okay, for sure.
All right.
Hell yeah. Well, I sure do appreciate your call.
Yeah, I appreciate your call too, man.
Thanks for being on Nope I Note Radio Show. Oh, you got another
question?
Oh, yeah. Shoot it.
Here we go.
Are you doing any more work with Cordell?
Of course. Me, Cordell, and Stone P are going to drop an album, man, a West Coast banger. So we're gonna try to put that out there here in the near future.
I can't wait.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that'll be dope.
Yeah, that's got to happen. And I've already talked to the fellas, so it's going to happen.
That's what's
going to be
on the
lookout for
that.
Just might have gotten excuses.
Did we lose her? No, I think she's still there.
Oh, no,
she said bye and hung up.
What I was saying is I think we got an exclusive on Nobody Know Radio Show, guys. There was an album that got confirmed but didn't confirm but got confirmed just now.
Yeah.
So
about the album?
Yeah, whole West Coast banger album.
I think we heard it here first.
Yes,
we were dropping exclusives. If we had a bomb.
Yeah, we got
right
my up. You're damn right. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. We're about to drop a West Coast album, man. It's really dope. You already see what Cordell could do. Stone P is just amazing. So, yeah, it's going to be sick, man.
Okay.
Just
be
on the lookout for it.
So talking about
you,
that album, let's talk about Do That. How did that come about?
Actually, shout out to my homie Big Six, man, out there in Lake Havasu. He's my producer. He's the one that makes my beats. And that dude just came out with a sick-ass beat. And I shot it to Cordell. I'm like, what can you do with this? And within, I believe, the same day, he shot me a quick rough draft, like, check this out. And I'm like, whoa. So, at the time, damn, dude, and I'm not even going to mention it. But, yeah, at the time, we were supposed to bring another artist on. I was in plans on bringing somebody big on, and it didn't work out. And so I actually thought – actually, when Cordell told me that we're getting Stone on the track, I thought he meant Stevie Stone. That's what I thought he meant, right? So I'm like,
okay.
So I promoted it. Stevie Stone's jumping on the track. This is getting ready to be lit. But, dude, Stone P jumped on there and just – you know, Styles is fucking Stevie Stone, but Stone Pete killed that shit, bro. You know what I mean? He just killed it. So, yeah, that's how that came about, man.
So it worked out how it was supposed to work out. That's pretty fine. See, you know.
Yeah, see, cool.
Hell, shit just keep working out for you. I'm just saying. I didn't even want to see this guy today, but I just got to be pointing that shit. Even when shit go wrong and go wrong for a reason, that's crazy.
I just get blessed around good-ass people, bro. Real talk. I just get blessed with good company, man.
That's dope. Well, I mean, what can you say? That song is really heating up the street right now. I know when I first heard the first thing I did, I just called Cordell and I was like, bro, you got one. Whatever the fuck this is. I just want to be the one to say it first. I would say it before anybody else said it, so I can take it for at least that much. Like, bro. So I'm gonna tell you the same thing, bro. I don't know what the fuck that is, but you got one. Whatever this is, you know what I mean. So
thank God for Cordell pushing, like he's pushing the shit out this motherfucking song. Like it's crazy the way he. I don't know, man. I just praise that dude in every which way because tough man. I think it's an amazing song, and I think you're right. I think we got something here, man.
I apologize. I think he's trying to start a TikTok trend with that song, if I'm not mistaken. That's what I saw on my
already going. Them kids in Africa got a hold of it.
The homies out in Africa already shot one down, dog. Actually, a couple of them. They've already shot a couple videos down. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, man. That's awesome,
people,
man.
The more we can get, hopefully we can get a nice little TikTok trend going where it'll catch, and that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to make it good for you know? Okay, you guys heard the Island Boys, right?
Yeah.
I tried not to hear about the Island Boys.
they're a TikTok phenom, you know what I mean? And the show that we're doing in Yakima, I believe they're going to be hosting that show. So it's going to be pretty crazy. They're going to be out there hosting the show. It's going to be pretty cool. I watch them fools. I ain't going to lie. I like to watch them and just see what they do. You know what I mean? They handle their haters pretty good, dog. They handle their haters good. So I'm like, wow, that's pretty damn dope.
I mean, they doing their job for sure. They definitely doing what they need to do.
They're entertaining, bro. People can't stand it. Like, they're entertaining, dog. You know what I mean? That's why everybody's on there looking at them. Whether they're looking at them like fucking idiots or looking at them like, damn, these dudes are dope. No matter what, we're looking at them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what TikTok's for.
What's the famous easy quote? Ain't no such thing as bad publicity.
Ain't no such thing as bad publicity.
Ain't no thing as bad publicity.
As I look out my window and look at both my dogs, both female humping each other, that's crazy. Hey, man. Get off her, bro. I see you saying that, bro.
That totally
out my
just
window.
Caught me off guard.
I'm sorry, dog.
My dogs trying to bang each other.
But that's just how crazy I can be. Like, no, what's the day? The nut makes sense. This is all fucked up. It's the opposite day. Like, even I'm confused. I'm about to sit down and put myself in time out. Like, I'm in there, bro. Like, I be like this. You know, I don't even get, you know, I'm just going to sit over here and just, I'm just going to stare at the wall. Somebody come get me if I disappear too long. Because it be like that. Going outside is different. I don't care what nobody say. When I go outside, I'm like, this is a game, bro. It's different. I don't know. Shit's different. That's all I'm saying. Hey, I don't know why it's different. I just know it's different. People are different. Moving different. Animals are different.
The whole thing is twisted upside down right now, man. You know what I mean? It is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
Roll with the punches. That's what we do.
So I got a question. What's your favorite or, you know, the biggest show, you know, that you've done to date?
That was just about almost sold out 500 in Idaho. 500 is my It was 450 something. It was that close. So we was like 50 people off, man. That was my biggest one. That was just me.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, but I get a lot of fan promoters, dog. So, and I don't know if you may know what I'm talking about. Like, I get a lot of people that are like, okay, man, we jumping this little money. I'm trying to venture into doing promotions, and let's just see if we can get a hold of Dio Downer Brown. They get a hold of me, and you know, it's cool. Great shows, just, you know, it's just, but like I said, it's fan promotion. So when you get that, you don't have the luxury of, I don't know how to say it right, bro. I don't want to disrespect nobody.
You don't have the fan base you expect to see. Is that what you're saying?
Not that. Just okay. So when I do a show somewhere, 9 times out of 10, I'll get a lot of people hit my line, like, bro, you was just here, we didn't even know about it. So fan promotion.
They're not doing their job. They're not exactly in the community.
Not dudes that actually have done big shows and know how to promote and go out there and get the word out. No, fan promoter.
Okay.
Is cool. I get it. And you know, they want to meet me at the end of the day. You know, it's just an expensive thing. If you're not going to make no money on it, you know, it's
right.
So that's what that is. But yeah. And I get my dude, my bad, bro. I went on tour where I performed, and this is no lie, dog. I went on tour, had a group with me, matter of fact. I'm not going to put them on blast. I'm not going to give them no publicity. But I paid for everything, gave them a couple $100 a show, and paid for the hotel rooms. But the first show, I'm not even going to lie, bro, I didn't even get payment for that show. It was, you know, I didn't get payment for that show because it was, I played for the bar. The actual workers in the bar, that was it. Nobody else showed up at the show, and I think that discouraged them. They still got paid that night. I didn't get paid that night, but they sure in the fuck got paid that night. I took it out of my own pocket. The next day, I woke up to a text saying, hey, dog, we out, fool. Sorry. So my mom got sick or some shit like that. So they bounced, dog. They left me. So me and my son and my driver, we continue with the tour. It was like 15. We had to do 15 shows. And to be honest with you, bro, the rest of them were all fucking great shows. It was just that one bad show, you know. So I've played just for the bar, and I've had shows where, you know, fuck yeah, let's rock this shit. It was dope, you know. But yeah,
I know that feels
never in the thousands, though.
I know that feeling too well. I think you need those moments because, like, one thing I like to tell other artists, especially when it comes to tour time, you got to go on at least one tour just to figure out if you're built for it. Motherfuckers don't realize what they're getting into. You know what I'm saying? Because let's be real, not everybody's built for whatever this life is.
Yeah.
So I feel you, but I think without those empty shows, like, you can't engage. Like, you come in, think about it, if you came into 500 meters.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even, if you were, say you were falling off, you wouldn't even try to gauge it because you didn't come from the bottom.
Yeah, you're right.
And so and you with those dudes, because think of it, you would have carried them dudes all through that whole tour and probably still be carrying them. Because they really
weren't. I think it happened for a reason. You're right. I think that shit happened for a reason, you know?
You got it.
Like, I think they would have, a lot of people, you know, they weren't nobodies. Like, they were my peoples, you know? So I don't want to call them nobodies. They just didn't have the ears like I had,
right?
But I had songs with them, so I wanted to bring them on this tour with me. And like I told them, fool, like, I got you guys, fool. Just don't cost me money, fool. And, you know, when you're smoking in your hotel room and costing me hotel charges and shit, like, that shit doesn't fly with me, dog. Like, come on, homie. We're supposed to be out here making money, not blowing it.
Right.
Yeah,
if you're spending more than you're making, you're not doing yourself any good.
Right.
People that don't go on tours, if you don't go on tour, like, especially if you're an upcoming artist and you're just like, nah, I'm not. You have to, bro, because it is a humbling experience when you go out there and you just play for a few people because you gotta perform. You're under contract. You got to perform.
Right.
And so we go out there and do it. Like, and, you know, I give them that. When we did that show, the show that was not, people weren't really there, we played our ass off that night. You know what I mean? I give them that. They didn't just fucking slack off. We had like a fucking freestyle battle with one of their fucking workers and shit. It was pretty damn cool, actually. You know, it was like a little private party with 10 people.
Right. Right. Nobody gets to see the, you know, back side of the moon, dark side of the moon, the downside.
Yeah, it's not all. It's not all gold. It's not all. The grass is not all green over here, bro. We go through some patches.
Right.
I hate to interject here. We got a couple of phone calls on hold here.
Oh, okay. There you go.
We got to bring some people on. I got a 727 number that's popped up first, and then a 509 second. So if you're the 509 number, bear with us. We're going to take this other caller, called in just, I swear to God, 15 seconds before you did, and we're going to bring you on, all right? So here we go. Hey, it's Nope I Know Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Speaking with Scott from Clayton, Washington.
Hell
just
yeah.
Just on that DL, and a big shout-out Cordell Drake and all them.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You got any questions, my dude? Did he go?
Scott, you there?
Oh, we lost him.
No, yeah, no, he dipped out. Okay, short and sweet. There's nothing
shout
wrong with that.
Cordell, hey, shout to Cordell Drake, though, dog. You know what I mean? Really?
Okay.
That's right, fool.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We got more lined up here. Here we go. Hey, you're on with Nope I Know It Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Yeah.
Hey, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is this?
It's Kate and Gallup from Spokane.
What's up?
Shout out to D.O. Downer and Cordell Drake.
What's
Hell
up?
Yeah.
This is D.O. Downer.
What's up? Yeah, we were at your music video shoot.
Oh,
do
thank
that.
You, bro. How old are you, little man?
9.
See what I'm saying, big dog? The little ones come out. I love it, dog. I love it. That's pretty cool. Thank you, little dude. I appreciate that, man. You got any more questions on me?
You got any questions? No.
He's like,
no.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and making a phone call.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
Well,
hope to hear from you again.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
See you later, bro.
Tell my dad on Facebook.
What did he say?
Follow his dad
on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow his dad on Facebook.
Hey, if you're listening to the show, little dude, if your dad sends me a message, I'll follow him.
Hell yeah. Oh, hey, can D.L. Downer follow me on Facebook, too?
Yeah, I got you, bro.
I
got you, dog. I got you, bro. I got you. That was sweet, because I told you, the little ones come out. I told you, man. I told you, like I told you, the little ones come out.
Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. Okay, all right. We got more lined up, ladies and gentlemen, here. So we got the next one here.
Give me some juicy ones. What's up? Give me some juicy ones. Ask some questions.
Oh, you're
what's
on,
good?
You're on live Nope I Know Radio Show with D.L. Downer. Who's this?
Oh, Bueller.
Hello. Phone call. Bueller. Phone number starts with a 509. 655. I'm not going to get the rest of it out, but.
Hey, what's up, Downer? This is Tony and Damien in Spokane, Locomotion.
What's up, Tony?
Oh, shit.
And Damien, what's good, homie?
Hey, DL, Caden's my son. That was funny listening to him call you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at work, bro. I was trying to text him and tell you that it's Anthony's son, you know, Locomotion president.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'll follow your dad. Have him text me. It's like, fool, he already follows me. Hey, man, much love to you guys, bro. Like,
hey, appreciate it,
dude,
man. Much love
dope.
To you guys and the whole Clark Club, dog, for being out there for the video and just putting it down for Spokane, dog.
Oh, for sure, man. We definitely talk you up and share all your stuff to everybody.
Thank you, brother.
We got to get back together, man, and cruise or something.
Yes, sir. Hey, we got to. We'll see what happens, man. We got to do that. We got to link up.
Oh. But in like 5 months when the weather's not snowy.
Oh, Damien's just scared.
Hey, how's that hat fit your head?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I just took it off right now, bro. Fits it great. Just so you guys know, he gave me an L.A. Dodger hat, a knitted one, a fitted knitted hat at Ryan.
Wow.
A fitted knitted hat that I've never seen before. And so I liked it so much, he was like, here, bro, you can have it. And I wore it for the video shoot. and I have it now. I just took it off my head. I'm tweaking on coffee right now, bro. I just had like two cups of coffee, so my head started sweating and shit, and my ears start, it's fucking Folgers for you.
Yeah, we could link up even without all that stuff sometime. Maybe we'll pop to fly out, maybe go to the game with you and your pops or something. That'd be dope.
Hell yeah, let's do it. Especially when we.
That's dope, bro. Anyway, we don't want to take up
much
of your time.
No one laughs about that but me.
It's all good. But we don't want to take other fans' time and stuff. We just want to make sure we link up with you and, you know, tell you we appreciate you and definitely supporters, 110%, always.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Likewise.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, before y'all hang up, look, I know you guys, y'all do a lot of work with Cordell and everything like that, so I want y'all to go ahead and give yourselves a little shout-out
for
y'all do. So.
Okay.
It's Locomotion, right?
This is Locomotion Hydraulics and Accessories business. We install, you know, lowrider parts and sell wheels and stuff. But more importantly, we are a local car club here, and we're all closer than family, you know, and that's just how we do. We support everybody. We help the community. We just have love for everybody, I guess.
Hell yeah, man.
Where's your shop located at? Give us an address for where your shop's located at for the people, so they know where you're located.
Okay, yeah. The Locomotion Hydraulic Shop is at 3038 East Trent. We're the middle bay door, located right on Trent Avenue. Always lowriders in here. We're always working, literally always working. Yeah. So feel free to stop by.
And that's in Spokane, Washington, right?
Spokane, Washington,
yep. Sir, okay.
Hell yeah.
Make sure.
Big shout out to
Spokane. And I can vouch for this. I've seen it firsthand.
Like us and follow us on Facebook. We have giveaways and deals and stuff all the time.
Hell yeah, man.
Spokane, Washington does hydraulics in a special way. Don't explain that.
If you guys want a car built to hit that bumper, hit us up.
Yeah,
when are you going to bring that Cutlass?
He sold it.
I sold it.
I got one that I could build and sell you. It's already a V8 car.
Is it?
I'll send you pictures later.
Let me
guess. You sold it to do your race car, huh?
Yeah, probably.
I did, dog.
There's no problem with that.
Nope.
I did, bro. And I won, just so you know, I won the race, so I'm cool.
Oh yeah, I've been following it.
Thank you, bro. I won on the asphalt track, so it's cool.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I mean, I really appreciate you, Locomotion guys, coming on here, man. Like, it's always a pleasure to hear from you guys. I know y'all big supporters, you know, of the artists that come on the show here. So I always appreciate you guys calling in and showing love.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it too.
Yeah, we need to hook up too. We need to do some merch trading.
Oh, absolutely.
And send you guys some stuff. You guys send me some stuff, man. I'll promote y'all shit down here in Knoxville. I know it's, you know, halfway across the country, but I'll do it.
If you want to call us back at this number when you're done, we can exchange information or, you know, Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
I'm plugging it in my phone right now.
Hell yeah. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Y'all have a great night. Thank you so much for calling in.
You too. Thank you.
It's 509.
Maybe made it easy because it's not explained.
Okay, so now that we're off this.
On your own.
Tell us about your race car, DL. I learned that. I was today years old when I learned DL Downer's race car driver. Mm-hmm.
You what?
I said, now that they brought up your race car, tell us about your race car, because I was 10 years old when I learned Dale Downer was a race car driver. So,
yeah.
Tell us how that came about.
Oh, I've always loved racing, bro. Like, my grandparents sponsored a race car driver called Jim Robinson. His name was Jim Robinson. He actually passed away racing. But when I was a kid, he was a very big part of my life. And he inspired me a lot. And so when I got older, when the song, you know, blessed me, I was able to afford a car. So I wanted to get one. And I got one, and I wanted to give him a tribute because he was such a big part of my life. So I made the car exact replica of his old car and just put, instead of my grandparents' business on the side of it, I put Sugar Boom Boom, and then Blue Pie, obviously my label. I put them on there. Yeah, so that's what I do now on my little off time. Get to go. Well, it's off season right now, so I don't get to race. Right now we don't race till next year. But, yeah, that's it, man. Just a little side.
Hell yeah.
What kind of racing is it? Like drag racing?
No, dirt races,
okay.
Dirt tracks.
Oh, okay.
So I do pavement tracks, dirt tracks, and stuff like that.
Okay, because I don't, you know, because some of us aren't fluent in the world. I just know that there's so many different types of races.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
But real quick, I just want to give a quick shout out to because you know we talked about Sugar Boom Boom and how. Well, I guess we didn't really get into how it came about, and I know we have the other shit we have to talk about, but real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to the two people that really helped me out in doing Sugar Boom Boom. First of all, my niece, Lalizzi, she was the original person on Sugar Boom Boom with me when it went viral. That was my niece. And then later on, she did her own thing, and I met up with an artist named Lady Dice, and who's an amazing artist, and she's on the second version of Sugar Boom Boom, the remix. So I want to give her a big shout out. Go follow her at Lady Dice. And yeah, man. So 1790. And yeah, man. So I just want to give the proper people the shout outs, man.
Hell yeah, man. This is what we're gonna do here, real quick. We've got somebody on the line. Just call her if you'll just bear with us. You got a 702 prefix in your number here. Just bear with us here just a minute. I know you've been waiting for a few minutes. I apologize. We're gonna play Do That. That's the song we were talking about a little bit ago. It's got DL Danner, Cordell, Drake, and Stone P. And we're gonna play that track. We're gonna come back, and then we're gonna get right to this caller. So caller, just bear with us, okay? And everybody, just stay tuned. We're gonna play this song. We're gonna come back. We're gonna keep talking with DL Danner and having a good night. That's what we do here at No Fine Note Radio Show, everybody. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. We are live with DL Danner, my boy Jesse Lives, and we've got a phone call here. This person's been on hold for quite a few minutes here, so we're going to get right into them and give them their time. You are live on Note by Note Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Just making the song, telling y'all what's going on with it.
Stone P.
I knew it. You know, I'm going to wait on hold. I have to talk to my boy and shout him out. What's up with it?
What's good, homies?
Oh, man, I can't complain out here. Boys are just moving around. What y'all love to?
Oh, you know, just talking, chopping it up about this new track, Do That. You already know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. That's stuff. Spokane, shout out to them, Cordell, Drake, all of them. Big love. Nope, I know Radio Jesse. What's going on?
What's good, what?
Hell yeah, man.
Actually,
hell yeah,
we got, hold on. This is a good moment right here. We got you on.
Yeah.
I don't know. You been listening to the show? While you on?
Yeah.
Okay. No one. Now, finding out that you was missing ingredient for this, for Do That. What's up with that? Because hey, Dell told us you was this week.
You cutting out, Jesse.
Oh,
I said
hearing just finding out that you were the missing link, you're the missing ingredient for Do That. And just finding that out right now on the show. What does that say to you?
Oh man, that is I definitely believe in the universal language. It's just when I heard the record. At first, I was like, okay, I like it, but it took me maybe like you know, a couple of days for me to really get into it. And then after I did it, I was like, oh, yeah, this is it right here. And it just, you know, it made so much sense when he brought it to me. It just made so much sense. I had no idea after, you know, after I did it that it would be like this. But, you know, listening to it over and over and over, it's just one of them records. It's addictive. I was just singing
it. It is.
I just can't stop singing it. Yeah, I can't.
So I get together right now because when I first heard do that, the first thing I did was I called Cordell. I told this story a little earlier. I called him because I wanted to be the first one to tell him, like, I don't know what the hell this is I'm listening to, but you got one, bro. So I told that to DL. I'm going to tell it to you. I don't know what the hell you motherfucker did, but you got one. So if you have a question, if I got one, you got one. Do that what you will. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what we did. We put the right spices together.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all that was. It just
kind of did. Make that motherfucker juicy.
Oh, yeah. We're going to keep it coming. I love it, brother. I just wanted to call in and chat in with my bro and let him know I'm always thinking about him. And it's always good to, you know, to see everything connect and fall into place. Great.
Hey, you need to tell me about your studio, my dude. You all ready?
Yeah, man. We just got a studio opened up in Vegas, Solid Ground Studios. It's nice, man. It's nice. It's the home base. So we're looking forward to big things going on up in there. Can't wait for you to get down there, brother.
I can't wait, too, bro. We're going to link up and do that, bro. Real talk.
Absolutely. Hey, ASAP.
Hey, be ready, yeah, though, man. Dog. We getting ready to make some moves, man. I appreciate you a lot, Stone P, man. You killed that verse, and I can't wait to get this album. I already let the cat out the bag that we're doing a West Coast album. So, yeah, man, I can't wait to let them hear that shit when we get that motherfucker done.
Oh, man, I'm beyond grateful that y'all, you know, Cordell and how it all happened. I'm beyond grateful, bro, just to be on the record with you and, you know, us to be having a friendship outside of that. It's beautiful. I love it. So thank you very much, King. Yeah, real talk.
Hell yeah, man. And as soon as you just get that done, you guys know that you're going to have to come, all three of you, on Note by Note, and we're going to have to talk about this. So
you already know.
Mandatory.
We have to talk about it Note by Note.
Yeah, in fact.
Yes.
Yeah. Legendary conversation must be had.
Yes, it did.
Absolutely.
All right,
yeah,
fellas.
Man.
Well, yeah, I'm on this road. I'm going to get back in focus. I just wanted to holler at y'all one time. Much success to everyone. And be blessed, man.
Right, hey, man, thank you so much, though. Yeah, appreciate that call,
right,
man. Be good out there, brother.
All right, later.
Say it. Hell yeah. Man, that man hung on the phone for 14 minutes. To talk to you.
he said he's driving around Boise. He got time. If he driving around my hoe, he got time to be on hoe. I'm just being
honest.
Had
I known it was him, it was him, I'd have gave him priority.
Stone P, that's a diamond in the rough right there, man. And they don't know that dude's name. I promise you that. They don't know that dude's name. That dude's stupid with it, bro.
We
have a lot of respect for that cat.
We had Stone on. When was that, Jesse?
A month or two ago.
Yeah, no, it was far now. I think we're probably about 3 months, maybe.
Yeah.
We had him, something like that. Yeah, and we had a killer talk with him, man. Like, and he's just good people, man. When he got to hear his story and everything like that, and that's one thing I love about this show, man. Like, you know, I love hearing people's story.
Hell yeah, you know what I mean? That's education right there, man. And they hear, they're like, oh, man, that's sort of like what I'm going through right now. I can pick myself up out of this shit. Yeah, you can. You sure can.
Yeah, that's you know what that is? That's the difference between envy and admiration. Right there. Admiration is what you're speaking of. When you see somebody, if he made it or she made it, hell, why can't I?
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah. And that's all you really need. The funny thing is, that's all it takes.
That's all you need, bro, is to that little glimpse of hope, man. That changed the world. For real, it changed the dude's life, changed somebody's life, you know. Just a little glimpse of hope, man. They run with it.
So DL, I want to bring this up, and it's a touchy subject for, I would say, just about anybody. And I vaguely remember the story when it came out, and I was reminded of it when I watched the track "Hear Me Now," and I watched that video. I actually watched it outside with my girl, like, you know, 15 minutes before I came up into the studio tonight, and like. And that's why I messaged back in our little group chat. I was like, man, that shit about had me in fucking tears. About, you know, this little boy who, you know, got killed. So I want to just take
Gabriel
us through
Fernandez,
that song,
yeah.
man. What of that story? Because there's so many stories, you know, where little kids are getting abused and this and that or whatever, and something happens. You know, why that one? Why that one touched you so much that you made a song for this little boy, this little soldier, you know, and
right
what
away.
He went through.
Yeah. I was sitting here watching the net. I didn't know nothing about it, bro. I didn't know nothing about this little boy. And I live an hour away from that dude. I live an hour away from him. And I knew nothing about it until I seen it on Netflix. And I watched on Netflix, and it had me in tears. It had me in rage. Like it literally had me, wow, bro, like it's getting me that way now. It's crazy. It really triggers me, bro. Like I was upset about that. And how it went down, like how the neighbor, like there's a lot of questions in my mind about the little boy. So we went out there. I got a hold of Uno. Soon I watched it from the morning. As soon as I heard about this little boy's case and it was on Netflix, I watched it when I got up, and I finished it, I believe, in one day, the whole series. And I called Uno and was like, hey, bro, let's be the voice for this little boy. Let's tell his story. And he watched the Netflix series, and he's like, let's do it, bro. And it was that week, I believe. It didn't take us very long. We was on it. We actually went out. That video shot at his house. Some of it. I won't say the inside parts weren't. There's already a family living in that apartment. But like where I'm sitting on the stairs, that's the actual stairs right up there where he goes to open the door. That's the actual door to his apartment. Actually shot right there. It's really very, very, heart-wrenching. I lost a friendship over this. And, you know, I'm going to try to get that friendship back. We're working on that right now. It's just because I felt like I asked a friend of mine to play the part of the dad or the sweater, the stepdad. And, you know, it was at, like, last minute. And he was like, nah, bro, I ain't putting myself out there like that. And I just felt like it was selfish. But to the homie, it's not. We're going to talk about that. And I apologize, you know what I mean? But, yeah, we got the video out. And, you know, we got a lot of slack for it, bro, to be honest with you. We got some slack for that video from the family, actually.
Well, I'm sure they don't want you. They don't want you talking about, you know, what happened.
But
you know,
but it's I get that. But I feel like we were spreading awareness for him. Like the video didn't.
Right.
It only depicted the mom and the stepdad in a bad light. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I totally got their side.
Right.
I actually talked to them
right.
and they and they understood it a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they didn't want their family business out there.
Truth is painful for people. Yeah, truth is painful for people.
That's why
we need more of it, you know.
And that's such a gut wrenching story about that little boy. You know, I mean, he's 8 years old and just getting beat on and beat on and beat on and just going through a living hell. You know, I mean, at 8 years old. You know,
imagine
literally
having to sit there and do that at 8 years old and knowing that the only person in your life that you really looked up to and looked for protection is not protecting you.
Yeah.
She's
the
one
that's
actually inflicting. Yeah. She's the one inflicting the torment on you. And I just couldn't even imagine that, bro. That's my hardest video ever.
Oh, I'll bet, man. I had to have been hard to do. I mean, I can imagine you, you know, sitting down there trying to think of, you know, of the lyrics for the song and everything like that. And I'm sure just probably, I bet there's some, you know, tears on the page, you know, as the words was coming out of you, man.
A lot, bro. A lot. And easy. Yeah. It's just thinking about it, bro. It's
looking at his tree, everybody that's put something there in remembrance of this little boy, it's heart-wrenching, man. It's freaking heart-wrenching how somebody can do that to somebody, especially being just a little innocent kid like that. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean,
from what I hear, she got dealt with inside, so I don't know what the truth that is, but I heard she got dealt with, the mom did.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the most horrific thing that she can do. You know, you bring life into this world, and then you just torment it and beat on it and you know, don't show it. The most ugliest part of society is coming from the one that is, you know, supposed to love you and protect you the most, you know. And
not only that, we have a system that doesn't protect these kids, bro. The system is supposed to, and it's not set up that way. Look how many times they were sent out to his house. You know what I mean? Look how many times the school teacher had been in conversation. It's like all these things add up, man, and nobody – I feel like everybody failed this kid. I don't care. I'll say it, and I'll get crucified for whatnot. I'm talking family. Everybody failed this kid. Neighbors, everybody failed this kid. You can't tell me – I've been there. I've been to his apartment. You can't tell me nobody heard nothing. I'm sorry. Those are closed walls, and we all know what apartment dwelling is like. We know what that shit is. You can hear everything in that shit, bro.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's blood on everybody's hands out there, man, and that's why I wanted to make that video. It's like, you know what? You guys should all be accountable for that shit.
Yeah.
You know? There's no reason why that little boy should have died, period.
Absolutely not. I mean, it's just senseless cruelty, you know, for absolutely no reason. And we've got that song, but before we get to that, we got somebody on the line here, we're gonna, so just a few more minutes here, and then we're gonna play that song for everybody, because it's such a powerful, powerful song. It really is, and it's like, wow. And I promise you, man, like I was damn near in tears just watching it, and my girl was like, thanks, I really appreciate that on a Friday night when we're supposed to be, you know, doing show and having family game night and stuff like that, and you want to make me watch this shit right here and get me all up in my feelings.
Yeah, you want to dampen the mood a lot. Yeah.
She's all like trying to smack at me and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck were you thinking showing me that right now? It's supposed to be a happy day. So, but we do got a call on the line here, so we're going to bring them on real quick and say what's up here. Hello, you're on live with Note by Note Radio Show. How are we?
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Abby.
Hi, Abby. How are you tonight?
Not too bad. I was just calling in to give a shout out to Cardell, Drake, and Stone.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Not D.L. Downer?
Just
Cardell and Stone?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Down to everybody.
Thanks, Abby. I appreciate you.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I was in there.
Shout
I knew you
everybody
were in there
again.
Somewhere.
Hell yeah. You got any questions for DL?
Yes. When are you coming towards the Seattle area?
Me and Cordell are actually trying to plan something. We have some things lined up, so hopefully soon. Hopefully real soon, actually.
Ooh, I can't wait. Yeah, because I've got tons of people we're all trying to wait to get tickets.
Oh, right on. Oh, yeah, we have to step up that process then.
Oh, yeah, we're dying to come over. It's like everybody's sitting over here pulling on me. I'm like, no, we got to do DL first. And then they're screaming at everybody else. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't remember who I'm supposed to say hey to.
Cordell, if you're listening, bro, you hear this, man. We need to step something up out there. We need to make that quick.
Yeah,
oh,
get
yes,
that,
Cordell.
Yeah.
And DL is going to be top list.
Thank you, girl. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Get that Seattle show in, boys. Get that Seattle show in.
Oh, yes.
People want to hear you.
There's tons of us out here waiting to come see you guys.
That's right.
Hell yeah. You got any other questions, Abby?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, Abby, shout out to you and the fan band.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And
shout out to Seattle.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Well, Abby, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, and you're welcome.
Thank you, Abby. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thanks, DL. Can't wait to see you guys finally over here.
Abby, if you haven't yet, please go to Note by Note Radio Show on Facebook and like and follow for more incredible artists that come on the show here.
Oh, we will.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay,
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Have a good one, DL.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Bye. That was cool.
Hell yeah, man. It's a lot of love tonight, man. I love shows like
this.
You're
like,
right. This is, man, that just, man, I love shows like this.
Yeah.
I love all that, man. That's just but here we go. Okay, so getting back to it here, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna play. This is probably gonna be the last one we can squeeze in because we've only got about 17 minutes left in the show here. This song really, it's. You know, I ain't trying to make everybody cry on a Friday night, you know, before the weekend and everything like that, but like, this needs to be heard, you know. And what DL was doing when he made this song, you know, and awareness is, you know, like, honestly, you know, and how, like he said a minute ago, how the system, you know, and society in itself, you know, just failed this young man, this brave little boy. Who just, you know, obviously he just wanted to love. He just wanted his love from his parents, you know, like any kid wants.
Yes.
And got none of that and lived a very brief, troubling, you know,
horrific life.
This short time period that he was with us in this world, and, you know, him having to go out the way he did, it's just absolutely horrible. Again, I ain't trying to put a damn on the mood, but, you know, I believe in this kind of awareness stuff. And, you know,
yes.
DL's been preaching all night that the kids that, you know, come up and say something to him has been the most meaningful thing. So I know it's, you know, it touches to the heart of how society, there's always room for improvement. We can always do better. We dropped the ball on this one.
Young, man.
We dropped the ball on this one. Let's not let it happen again, you know?
No.
So, okay, so this is Hear Me Now, ladies and gentlemen. So please stay tuned. We're going to wrap it up with DL. I mean, I thank you. So you've stayed on this entire freaking show, man. That's so awesome, man. And I have a lot of fun on this thing. So we're going to play this song. We're going to come up. We're going to wrap it up and everything like that. And we're going to call it a day. But, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, and just understand, you know, what this little boy was going through, okay? And put yourself in that position and understand that if you see something, you need to see something, period.
Yes.
You know?
You see it,
and
you
if
own
that
it.
Person doesn't listen, tell the next person. If that doesn't – you just keep going, okay,
yes.
Until something happens. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play this. We're going to be right back. We're going to wrap it up with DL. We got another caller. Just call in. Caller, just hang on the line for us. We're going to get right with you. But we're going to play this song. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to By Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. And with me, broadcasting from his home studio, as always, is my boy Jesse Lives.
Jesse to the Lives in the building. Ask about
and
him.
We've
yeah,
got
mind,
DL
dog.
Downer, baby. Woo.
What's up, everybody?
Man.
Captain, no,
so,
we already know.
So we've got a caller on the line. So we're going to go right in there and get them, give them a few minutes here, and then we'll wrap up the show here. We're going to bring them on. Hello, you're on live with Note by Note Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
This is Sean Jay over here in Spokane. I want to shout out to DL Downer, man. What's up, bro? You know, I'm out here
What's
doing
up,
that.
Brother?
I, you know, picked up another Lolo today, 79 Cuddy, put it next to the green wagon, the grasshopper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got the 79
in the house, baby.
Yeah, I got the candy red T-top 79, all original. It's all Louis Vuitton interior. It's hella dope, bro. Wait till you see this one.
Well, you got to send me pictures, brother.
I will, bro. I just wanted to shout out, say hi, see how you're doing.
I appreciate you, man. I'm doing great, man. Just blessed to be above ground another day, you know?
Yep. True that, man, for sure. Well, like I said, I just wanted to say what's up, man. Shout out to you. You know, we're back here, out here in Spokane doing that.
Hell yeah, Spokane's in the house tonight. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
That's right,
bro. I appreciate you, brother, for real.
Right. No problem, man.
I appreciate your call, man. You have a good night, brother.
I appreciate
all right, man, you too.
Bro.
Y'all
hell
take
yeah.
care. Be safe. Fun. Merry Christmas.
Yes,
you
sir.
Too,
yes, sir. You too, man. You too.
Same to you.
All right, brother.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that is, man, what a fucking incredible show. We got 9 minutes left. We absolutely packed out this whole fucking show. I mean, we could have had you call in at 6:01, and we still could have talked the whole entire time, man. Like, we could probably do another 2 hours, you know. The conversation is going so good.
Well, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys for having me on here, Jess. I appreciate you guys for real, man, for having me on this show, man. Shout out to Cordell for plugging me in, man. And, man, you already know. I can't wait to do this again.
Yeah. Man, I
feel free. You just let us know when you want to come back. You know, we'll get you on the schedule. You got an open welcome.
Well, most definitely,
yeah, absolutely.
When we get this West Coast album out here, we got to come back and premiere it.
Definitely. Man, I still got chills from this shit, man, because I'm just sitting there thinking back 2015, you know, I'm sitting there just jamming out to Sugar Boom Boom, you know, listening to this guy on the radio, man, you know, knew a little bit about the story behind the song and everything, and now here I am running a podcast, and I got him on my motherfucking show. Like, I just, you know.
That's right. I appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate you, man. You have no idea how much I appreciate you, brother. Like, this is awesome for me, man. And you know, getting to know you more and you know, hearing your story and stuff like that and seeing how much, you know, we have in common, you know, on things, it's crazy, you know.
Isn't that a trip how people from different spectrums still have the same shit in common, right?
Yeah. And me and Jesse have talked about that, you know, you could drive 2 hours away and that's a completely different, you know, living lifestyle, you know, how somebody's raised, you know, versus over here, you know. So when you have things that are, you know, similar stories but completely opposite areas, you know, like that's a, you know,
right.
It just goes to show that, you know, people go through all the same things, you know.
Story in itself.
Right. One thing my youth counselors used to tell us all the time is the system falls on everybody equally. Never forget that. The system is on everybody's neck equally. Never let them forget. And I always live by that. That's how I know that, like, hell, everybody got the, like, the struggle's similar. If we give it a second, you'll figure out we got the same problems, a lot of us, especially when you're poor. This is be real. We got the same problems. If we get past, the, like, where we're from, bro, trust me, they doing the same shit to you they doing to us. And that's the thing about, you know, uniting the people. That's the part. If we can get each other to see that, like, bro, literally, that same cop is kicking your ass. Guess what? He kicked my ass Tuesday. It'd be that simple sometimes. But we just don't think
it
about
does,
that.
Bro. But if we, and then you're right. If we can get past where we're from and shit like that, shit will get a lot simpler, bro. They will start finding out, damn, bro, you are going through the same struggle I'm going through. Damn.
Yeah.
We have some shit in common. You know what I mean? You ain't a bro.
Same peer pressure, everything. Yeah.
See, everybody's different, but everybody's, you know, the same too. You know what I'm saying? Like, and people only see one side or the other. They don't see
right.
Oh shit, you know?
Right. Well, let's be real. The struggle ain't no race in the struggle. There's no race.
Oh.
The struggle is universal. That struggle don't care who the fuck you are. Like. If when struggle on you, struggle's on you. They don't give a fuck. They don't discriminate at all. That's how I look at it, man. Like,
no, you're correct, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because where I'm from, we're a melting pot. So half of my set is Hispanic. Like, my closest friend growing up, my ace, the dude that like, if it all go down, he ain't going to run, is a Hispanic, Bumblebee, Eddie Hurley, all day. You know what I mean?
So
right.
I understand it. Guess what? How we clicked up was we was dealing with the same issue. We was both from the wrong side, and it was like, I ain't going to eat shit. You got the same problem I got. You know, that's literally how it came together.
Let's team up and conquer this shit. Yeah, that's the best way.
Yeah, like they jumping you like they jumping me. What's up? Literally, that's how that shit came together. Like, okay.
And you
fucking it from there on. It was like back to back.
And two people going through the same thing is a louder voice. You know, when they get together and speak on, it's a louder voice, man. You know what I mean? So I fucking, hell yeah, bro. I totally get that.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
And that's the one thing I love about the Bay. You like, we have that. That's the one thing that I love about the Bay Area. It's a melting pot. We should both literally. What's up? Oh, you talk about, like, basically what it shows you is, you know what I mean, no matter what we're dealing with, if we could just see each other as equals or see each other as men, we could figure it out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's shit right there, bro. Absolutely. We'll talk.
Absolutely. Well, look, we got 4 minutes left. DL, man, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. For coming on and being a part of the show tonight, and we are definitely gonna hook up again, man. We're gonna do this again, especially after that album comes out with you and Cordell and Stone, and stay in touch, man. This has been a very surreal experience for me, and I really appreciate you for this.
Thank you, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate both of you guys, man, for real. Give me this platform.
Absolutely, man. You stay safe out there. Be good. And, you know, keep them demons at bay. And I know what you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, we're going to talk, man. And hopefully one day soon we can up, man.
Hell yeah. I appreciate you guys, man.
Hell yeah, man. All right, brother.
All right, bitch. You guys have a blessed one.
All right, man. You have a great weekend, brother.
You guys too. All right, Jeff.
Yeah. All right, man. DL Downer, everybody. DL Downer, like right here on little old Note by Note radio show. You know, what can you say? I'm at a loss for words. I've lost Jesse. I don't know if he's even going to have enough time to call back in here. Darn internet. You know, technology is not perfect, people, so don't get mad at it. It just happens. I guess 2 minutes left here. I'm just going to wrap up the show. We had DL Downer on tonight, Mr. Sugar Boom Boom. You know, please, you know, go follow his page, follow what he's getting into with Cordell Drake and Stone P. You know, Stone P called in tonight and was a part of things, you know, so big shout out to him. Locomotion from Spokane, Washington. We had them on tonight. You know, they called in and showed some love and everything. So big shout out to them. Bunch of cool guys, you know, out there, you know, building cars, man. Like, what a dream, you know. So especially some pimp-ass lowriders. So from everybody here at Wiki Curiosity Media, we want to thank everybody for being a part of the show. Everybody who called in and was a part of things, you know, I thank you so much. It's heartwarming to see all the love that comes in for some of these artists that come on the show and people that just want to, you know, show love and you know, give shout outs to them and what they're doing. It's absolutely, truly amazing. And we are blessed to be a part of it. So please, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. And as always, please keep your hearts open and your radios up. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.